Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Odyssey. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder, excitement, and discovery. So why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey.
Back with Candid Conversations with Connie. This is a special edition of the show. Why is it so special? Because we have some old friends coming into town to say hello. With word spreading about Odyssey being a candidate for the best small town in America, people from Odyssey's past are flocking in to show their support for everybody's favorite place. Plus, many of those who couldn't make it here are calling in to show their support. Right now, on the line, I have Lawrence Hodges. Lawrence grew up here in Odyssey. He came to Wits End a lot. He was good friends with the Barclays and actually went to Hawaii with them. He's on the line to talk about his hometown. Lawrence, are you there?
Hi, Connie.
Lawrence, good to hear from you.
Has Odyssey won yet?
No, the judging isn't until next week.
It's just a matter of time.
Exactly. So, where are you, Lawrence?
I live in Florida, near Cape Canaveral.
Oh, yeah, NASA. What are you doing there?
I operate heavy machinery.
Right. For all of you that knew Lawrence, you probably remember that he had quite a vivid imagination. Now, that imagination has paid off for him because I looked you up, Lawrence, on the internet, and I saw that you are actually studying in the space program. So that heavy machinery you operate is actually a spacecraft, right?
Connie, I'm not in the space program anymore. You got some old information. I was kind of kicked out of the space program.
What? Why?
It was a bit of an accident.
What happened? Were you hurt?
No. I just kind of...
What?
I wrecked the flight simulator.
How did you do that? A flight simulator doesn't move, right?
No, not normally.
Isn't that kind of like crashing an exercise bike?
Yes, except this was an exercise bike that costs $3 million.
Oh, so you weren't joking. You really do operate heavy machinery.
A washing machine. I work at a laundromat, okay?
Well, that's nothing to be ashamed of. Instead of spinning around the galaxy, you're just spinning the rent cycle.
Listen, I'm gonna go. It was nice talking to you.
I'll be back after this. Ugh, I blew that one. Jimmy!
Connie!
Oh, hi! Oh, it's great to see you again.
You too. Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, hello, Jimmy. Welcome back.
Thanks. The place looks great. I missed it. And all of you guys.
Well, how have you been?
Good.
You're still in Pocumberry Falls?
No.
What?
I moved on from that one-horse town about a month ago.
Huh.
I live in Parkersburg, New Hampshire, which has at least two horses.
Well, you look good. What is that little hair on your chin there?
Yeah, we call it a soul patch.
Oh.
A girl I like told me the goatee thing made me look like a purse snatcher. You know?
Well, what are you doing in Parkersburg?
I work at a television news station. Small, but might lead to something.
Great.
Working my way up. From the bottom.
What, you're in the basement?
Close. I'm a gopher. Sounds boring, but I am making contacts.
Uh-huh.
I'm good friends with the weatherman.
Well, that's good.
Well, he knows my name.
Again, good.
Actually, he thinks my name is Johnny, so technically he doesn't know my name.
Oh, well, Johnny's close.
He calls me Hurricane Johnny, which, meteorologically speaking, isn't really a compliment.
At least you have a nickname. Sounds like you're well on your way.
Yeah.
It's tattooed into my brain.
Jack! Kurt!
Oh, hey, Tony, how are you?
Oh, see you guys.
You guys have changed so much.
Yeah, I think Jack got shorter.
Did you two ride in together?
No, we ran into each other outside just now.
Oh,
wow, Jimmy. Soul patch.
Thank you. Trying something new.
Well, how are you? What have you been doing?
Oh, lots of stuff. I'm hoping to go back to college in the spring. I just have to earn some money.
Uh-huh.
Oh, doing what?
I'm a salesman for Work No More Industries. It makes all kinds of labor-saving devices.
Cool. Such as?
I'm glad you asked, Connie. Has this ever happened to you? You're walking down the street and suddenly you drop your keys.
That has happened.
Isn't it a pain to bend down and get them?
Well, it's fine.
Exactly. Well, now with the new VacuGrab, you don't have to.
The VacuGrab?
It's portable, retractable, and can fit right into your purse. Just take it out, retract it, turn it on, grab the keys, unretract it, open the special containment unit built right in, and voila! You've got your keys.
Neat.
So instead of going through all of that, why not just bend down and pick up your keys?
It retracts, Jimmy.
Oh.
I'll take two.
I've got a case of them in my car. We'll talk.
What about you, Jack? What are you doing?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to college in Texas.
Great, oh, great.
Plus, I'm working part-time.
Oh, where?
I've got this great job at a pizza place.
Wow.
Manager?
Well, close. I'm the assistant to the assistant manager's assistant.
Oh. Well, that doesn't sound bad.
And I think I'm looking at a promotion.
Good.
The assistant manager's assistant is a real goof-off. I'm as good as gold.
Good for you. Wow.
Hey, Lucy. How are you?
Wow, this is amazing. I've missed you guys so much.
Oh, I missed you too.
Just like old times, huh?
Yeah.
You look great.
Thanks. So, what's everybody doing these days?
Well,
Jimmy was,
not much.
Kurt? What?
Nothing really.
Oh, well, have you already caught up with each other?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Sorry I was late then. You guys are a lot quieter than I remember you being.
Did you see that?
Oh, I did.
Everything got real weird when Lucy came in.
Yeah, I know. It was as if they all ran out of things to talk about.
What's up with that?
I don't know. Well, actually, it might not have anything to do with Lucy.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, sometimes it just takes a while to reconnect, to reestablish what made them friends in the first place. People do change over time.
That's sad.
Well, not necessarily. It's just a part of growing up, adjusting to the seasons we go through.
It does feel a little like winter in here all of a sudden. So, how does it feel to be back?
Good. It's, you know, it's great to see everybody again.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy and
Jack and Kurt.
Yeah, right.
Hello, still with me?
Huh?
Lucy's looking awfully pretty.
Yeah, I guess she is.
Something tells me you already noticed.
About 15 years ago, yeah.
Lucy?
Are you kidding? This is the longest uncommunicated crush in U.S. history.
Really? Well, I never picked up on that.
Hence the uncommunicated part.
You know, she hasn't mentioned that she's dating anyone.
Oh, Connie, no.
Why not?
This is Lucy. We finger-painted in kindergarten together.
So what?
She knows me too well. She was there when I shoved peas in my ears and had to go to the ER. No relationship could ever overcome that.
You were a kid. You were, weren't you?
Yeah.
Jimmy, this uncommunicated crush needs to be communicated.
Why?
Because if you don't, you'll regret it the rest of your life. You'll never know if it could have been something bigger. At least talk to her. Spend some time with her. Find out if what you're feeling is more than a crush.
You think?
I know. Listen, you live in different states. Mm-hmm. If you don't do it now, when will you have another chance? If you think she might be the right girl for you, why not step out and see what happens? You know, get reacquainted. That's the only way you'll both find out.
You know, I've taken advice from you before.
And it's always worked out great, huh?
No, not exactly.
Well, I'm wiser now.
I guess we'll see.
So, you're going to the same school as Lucy?
Yeah, we both ended up at Texas Northern. She lives about 3 blocks from me.
Well, are you and Lucy dating?
Sort of. I think. Actually, sort of might be wishful thinking.
Oh, I don't follow.
Well, we might have broken up last Thursday.
How long had you been together?
On and off for 4 years.
Well, you must have been serious.
She was. I guess I wasn't serious enough, though.
What do you mean?
Well, that's what the breakup was about. She complained that I hadn't committed yet.
To marriage, huh?
Yeah.
Do you love her?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Do you believe that God has confirmed your relationship?
Yes.
Well, I don't mean to be presumptuous, but may I ask, what are you waiting for?
I don't know.
Well, if she's not the right person for you, that's one thing. But if I were you, I wouldn't let a fear of commitment make the decision for you. Now, is that what it is? Come in.
Hey, Jack, we were thinking of taking a walk around.
Yeah, to see all the old hangouts.
Sure.
All right, let's go.
And welcome back to Candid Conversations. Right now, from Washington, D.C., I've got Jared DeWitt on the line. Jared, are you there?
Hey there, Connie.
Hey, Jared. Oh, we really miss you around here. You were always good for a laugh. But now, I hear you have quite a serious job, and a very interesting one. Tell us where you work.
I'm a junior analyst for the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency.
That is so cool. We all knew it was coming, with your theories about threatened national security. Just about every week, you'd come into Wits End offering us evidence that the President of the United States is actually an alien. Are you working with national security? Jared, you still there?
Who have you been talking to?
About what?
The President being an alien.
Oh, nobody. I didn't hear that anywhere. I was just making a joke.
About the President being an alien?
Yeah. What? Get out of here. You're not really investigating that.
Oh, of course not. That would be ridiculous.
I know.
The President being... Is this show live?
Yeah.
It can't be edited?
Uh-uh.
How many people listen?
I don't know. A few hundred on good days.
A few hundred? That's one monster memory eraser.
What did you say?
Nothing. I'm joking, too. Aliens don't exist, of course. Don't you worry about it.
Good. I thought you were going to say that the entire Congress is from Mars.
I gotta go.
Jared? Hey, are you there? Did you get cut off? Well, we seem to have lost Jared. You should probably ignore everything you just heard in the last 5 minutes, okay? This is Candid Conversations.
Wow, does the high school look smaller to
yeah,
you guys?
It does.
It's actually bigger. They added an auxiliary gym on the north side.
Why are we even going here? It's Saturday. We can't get in.
Oh, look, Bernard Walton's inside cleaning. Maybe he'll let us in.
Knock on the door.
Hey, Mr. Walton!
Yeah, what?
It's Jack Davis, Mr. Walton!
Well, smack me with a stick and call me a piñata. What are you guys doing in town?
We heard about the best small town competition.
Yeah, and we kind of used that as an excuse to get together.
Yeah, well, it's great to see all of you.
Hey, do you think we could come in and, you know, walk around a little bit?
What, on my newly waxed floors?
For old time's sake?
Yeah, I suppose cleaning up after all of you would be a trip down memory lane. Come on in.
Thanks.
Thanks, Mr. Walton.
You are as nice as I remember, sir.
Well, don't press your luck. I know sarcasm when I hear it. Take off your shoes.
Oh. Okay.
You know what, guys? I'm going to stay here.
What? Why?
What's the matter, Kurt?
Nothing. I'm starting to get a rash just thinking about going in there. I'll stay here with Mr. Walton.
Well, suit yourself.
Okay.
I want to go to the newspaper office first.
That figures.
Well, you want to explain yourself?
What?
Well, you're abandoning your friends to hang out with me.
It's complicated.
Oh, well, then I should go back to my...
It's Lucy.
I guess I'll sit here and listen then.
We were kind of an item in high school.
Yeah, I remember that.
She really liked me.
What's not to like?
Exactly. And we were supposed to go to the senior dinner together.
Uh-huh.
It was going to be the last time we saw each other because she was going on her summer mission trip and I was going to college before she got back.
Uh-huh. You were supposed to go to the dinner?
I didn't make it.
Well, what happened?
I freaked out. I was afraid Lucy was going to start talking about, you know, our future.
Ah, yeah, one of those talks.
I didn't know if I was ready to have that talk, so I stood her up.
You didn't talk to her afterward?
Until today, I hadn't talked to her at all.
Oh, smooth move there, Casanova.
I know. I'm a bad man.
Yeah.
Anyway, the senior dinner was in the gym, right through those doors.
Well, it's been a while. Time could have healed some wounds.
You really think so?
Well, if a woman did that to me in high school, I probably would have toilet papered her car. But, well, that's me, you know. Lucy's a better person.
Yeah. She's terrific.
Uh-oh. Another complication.
What?
You still like her?
I wasn't expecting it coming here, but seeing her again? Wow. I actually felt lightheaded when she walked through the door at Wits' End.
Well, you need to talk to her.
And say what?
Exactly what you just told me. That you're sorry, and who knows, maybe she's feeling lightheaded too.
What?
Old feelings die hard. You'd be surprised.
Oh, I don't know.
Suit yourself. I got garbage cans to empty. If you need any help, let me know.
Help?
Well, I'll have you know I've been a very successful Cupid in days gone by. You know Jack Allen?
You got him together with Joanne?
Well, no. Before Joanne, I tried to get him together with a hairdresser where I washed windows. It didn't work out, but he got a free shampoo.
I'll think about it.
Hey, it's not a pizza place anymore.
Yeah, it's all seafood.
This was the best pizza place in town. Why would they change it?
Well, do we still want to eat here?
I'm okay with seafood.
Lucy doesn't like it.
What?
Oh, sorry. I just remembered you don't like seafood.
She eats it now.
Yeah, I'm fine with... It doesn't matter. I promised a couple of friends I'd stop by their house. I could go over there now and you guys could eat anywhere you like.
Are we boring you?
Are you kidding? This is wonderful. I love you guys. I miss you. I think back on all the times we had together and it makes me, I don't know, want more. How about we all meet at Wits' End at 7?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Great, I'll see you then.
Bye.
See you, Lucy.
Bye.
Bye. She misses me.
She loves me.
She wants more.
About. What did she say, Jimmy?
It was amazing. She says all this stuff about missing us, and then she looks right at me and says, "It makes me want more."
You mean a relationship?
Well, what else could it mean?
And you're sure she was talking to you?
Well, unless she wants a relationship specifically with my nose, because her eyes were right on me, Connie.
Wow, this is huge!
More than huge! This is really, really great.
Well, you gotta do something.
Yeah, no kidding, but what?
You need to talk to her.
Yeah, how do I get her alone?
All right, let me think. Are there any special memories the two of you have together?
Well, see, we didn't really hang out that much. We came here, but everybody's gonna be here.
Okay, I got it. An imagination station adventure.
You think being beaten by Egyptians or chased by rebel soldiers is conducive to a romantic discussion?
No, but you can choose one that doesn't have so much adventure.
Okay. Yeah, I think she'd like that. But I need to pick the perfect adventure. I'll be upstairs.
All right.
And she said, "It makes me want more." And she looked right at me.
Uh-huh.
I think she's forgiven me, and she still wants to marry me.
Uh-huh. Maybe so. Oh, so what are you going to do, Jack?
I'm going to talk to her.
About what?
I don't know. Maybe committing or not.
So you still haven't made up your mind, huh?
Well, maybe I will by the time I talk to her. I'll make it something special.
Oh, make what something special?
Well, our talk. She always liked the gazebo. I'll meet her there.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
And I'll pray about it the whole way over there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe God will give me a sign or something.
Well, now, he could give you a sign, sure. But just as long as you're truly seeking him and not simply stalling on making a commitment.
Well, I'll write her a note to meet me at the gazebo. Could you hand it to her when she gets here?
Oh, how could I stand in the way of a promising possible commitment to something not yet determined? Of course, I'll give it to her.
She said, "It makes me want more." And she looked right at me.
Is that so?
She wants more.
You know what that means, don't you? It's woman speak. It means she wants you.
That's what I thought.
So the flame's been rekindled, huh?
Seems like it.
You gotta make your move.
How?
You are wise to come to me with this. Where did you first meet?
Odyssey Elementary, the cafeteria.
Ah, perfect. I clean there after I get finished here. I can let you in.
To do what?
To do... meet her in the exact spot where you first laid eyes on her. Bring back the good memories. Hey, tell her how you feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell her how I feel. What could it hurt?
Stick with me, kid. Before you know it, you'll be picking out China patterns together.
China patterns?
Okay, I could have come up with something more persuasive than that, but just stick with me.
This is gonna be one interesting night.